In local news, police have arrested and charged a Waikato man with murder in relation to the death of Cedric Maniapoto in Te Uku near Raglan. A 29-year-old is due to appear in the Hamilton District Court on Thursday. While police would like to hear from anyone who saw a red-coloured 1992 Toyota Camry station wagon in the Tamata, Te Uku and Raglan areas on the morning of March the 5th, inquiries are ongoing and police are not ruling out further arrests. The recusal of Resources and Oceans Minister Shane Jones from being involved in the decision to fast-track seabed mining is evidence of how corrupt the process is, say environment and community groups. Shane Jones had been supportive of the seabed mining industry, but according to Greenpeace, changed his position when he realised that the fishing interests behind his campaign opposed it. That Jones finds himself caught between two industry lobby groups is highly disturbing and exposes the corruption behind the government's new fast-track consenting process, said Cindy Baxter, the chairperson of Kiwis Against Seabed Mining. Meantime, the Environmental Protection Authority is holding hearings into Trans-Tasman Resources' latest application to mine the seabed off the Taranaki coast. Long-time ocean campaigner Phil McCabe has been at the hearings and says TTR hasn't presented much in the way of new evidence compared to their 2017 application and are still asking for the highly irregular option of doing the research after they've been given approval to do the seabed mining. This request has been taken as an admission that TTR can't prove the proposed mining activities are safe and is in stark contrast to their public utterances, which have been claiming variously that the seabed is a desert or that while their work does destroy the environment, that it will be fully rehabilitated after 2 years. Raglan scientist Dougal Greer has been at the hearings too, making a presentation that was highly critical of TTR's sediment plume research, pointing out several holes in their work and informing the committee that the science has moved on a lot from 2015, which was the last time TTR did any research. Elsewhere, the body of a fisherman lost off the rocks at Papanui Point has been found washed up at Tiako, north of Raglan, earlier this month. He was Yojon Lee, age 44, of Hamilton. Mr. Lee had gone fishing at Papanui Point on the morning of 29th of January when he disappeared and is the latest in a long line of people lost to this dangerous fishing spot. The annual 2024 Whangaroa Hoe has been announced for Saturday, May the 11th, with racing starting at 9 a.m. Whangaroa Whānau Hoe Waka Club is hosting the annual event, which will see approximately 800 paddlers, junior, novice, men, women and mixed crews competing over 8 kilometre and 20 kilometre courses. And sadly, Earl the Cat, who became a community favourite during the closure of State Highway 23 last year, has passed away after being hit by a vehicle on the road earlier this week. Earl became well known after featuring in photo updates of the repair work that was needed after Cyclone Gabrielle caused a slip on the deviation. A book called Earl's Corner was even written by a local author, and Earl has in fact been buried at the top of the bank by the road so he can survey his corner forever. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024.